from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An Iran prisoner swapped and sanctions lifted. Iran released five incarcerated Americans, and the United States pardoned seven Iranians in a swap that followed lifting most of the international sanctions against Iran on Saturday after the UN nuclear agency certified that Iran had met all the requirements of a deal reached last year with world powers. Three of the freed U.S. citizens arrived in Europe from Tehran on Sunday. Sarah Mektai is the sister of freed prisoner Amir Hekmari.
I'm in a fog. This is, like, surreal. I'm still in disbelief, and honestly, everything just happened so quickly that I don't think it'll hit me until I'm hugging him.
VOA's Latika Hoke has more.
The three freed Americans stopped in Geneva on the way to Germany Sunday. Former Marine Amir Hekmati spent more than 4 years in prison on spying charges, and Saeed Abedini, a Christian pastor, had been in prison since July 2012 for religious activity. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, in jail over 500 days, was convicted of spying last November. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed their release. Earlier Sunday, seven Iranian men walked free from detention in the United States. President Obama explained their release in a speech Sunday.
In a reciprocal humanitarian gesture, six Iranian Americans and one Iranian serving sentences or awaiting trial in the United States are being granted clemency.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz blasted the release of Iranian prisoners as part of the deal. Slaritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The United States and Iraq are working to find several missing Americans who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. While helping in the battle against the Islamic State, dozens of foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq over the last few months by terrorists and militias. This is VOA News. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people and wounded scores more overnight on Friday. The statement also warned that acts of terrorism will not stop the U.S. from helping to improve health care and increase economic opportunities in Burkina Faso. Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Migdad Mojali was killed Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for Voice of America. Mr. Mojali had been reporting for VOA since October, focusing on the human impact of the war in Yemen, often seeking out the most vulnerable victims. Delegates from the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan gathered in Kabul Monday to figure out how to end violence in Afghanistan. Aisha Tanzim reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau in Islamabad.
This is the voice of Afghanistan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salahuddin Rabbani, opening a meeting in Kabul Monday of what is formally called the Quadrilateral Coordination Group of Afghanistan. Rabbani emphasized drawing red lines for an effective roadmap to peace. While we understand achieving a lasting peace would require patience and determination, Rabbani said, it is equally important to keep in mind that the Afghan public will not accept an open-ended process without tangible results. Rabbani also called on all Taliban groups to accept the call for peace through dialogue. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
So far, none of the Taliban groups have indicated a willingness to engage in the process. During a surprise visit to Kabul on Sunday, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced an increase in the Australian troop commitment to the NATO-led force supporting the Afghan central government.
We say Afghanistan's a long way from Australia, and it is, and I'm sure you feel it is, particularly when you're missing your families, but it is, everything's very close and very connected. So enabling Afghanistan to be safer, to be more secure, to be able to defend itself with their own people is absolutely critical to the world's security and indeed to ours.
Prime Minister Turnbull is set to visit Washington today and tomorrow for a meeting with President Obama. Americans across the country are pausing today to observe the federal holiday, marking the birthday of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King became the central figure of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s, inspiring millions with his famous I Have a Dream speech during the 1963 March on Washington. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, the same year a landmark civil rights bill was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.